Well, welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. I'm James, and it's two masterminds in one. We almost always start with something that you have asked inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. For this part of the call, we spend 20, 30 minutes on it. Then we move to whatever is on my mind, and we're going to do the finish up our conversation from yesterday about building up your pipeline and having reserves. But today, I want to start with this one. Which is, this comes up so much in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. And I'm thankful to all of you who are members of that. If you aren't, you go to Pivot or you go to Facebook and you type in Pivot Shift Ahead, it'll pop right up. You answer a couple of questions and you get in. And the community is best when you are in asking questions. So I encourage you, go in and ask people for help. And one of the most common topics that comes up is one that sounds a lot like this. Hey, y'all. I'm wondering what kind of different things you're doing to give your listings more exposure. How beneficial do you think open houses are? Any outside the box ideas to get your listings sold? Now, then this is where I read through the comments. Here's one of them. She says, following, I have two that are just sitting, one that has had no showings in almost 45 days on the market. Both are staged, clean, professional pictures and videos, marketing videos, reverse prospecting, social media marketing, numerous open houses and price drops. Both are priced now well below market value. They're in the same neighborhood that I just sold two other homes in that always have a ton of homes for sale. So it's always already hard to sell in that area. Please help with some ideas. I have an idea, but I'll share it after you share yours. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to guess you're going to say, might be price. So, I will say, so I am in Northport and our market, well, they're taking some time to sell.
You lead the country in price decrease year over year, right where you are. Congratulations. Oh, happy day.
Amazing. I know, so exciting. So I'm learning about short sales and foreclosures. Welcome to my world. I'm going to try and forecast out and say, that's what I need to learn now. So anyway, back to topic. Here's what I have to say. Go online and look at the videos that are interesting to you. So here's what I started doing. I started doing weird, bizarre videos. So I set up a tripod, I have a little remote, and I pop out of closets. And it's where is your favorite realtor? And what I try and do is showcase the different things that are actually interesting about the property. So I might hide in a closet if there's a double closet that's a walk-in in a guest bedroom. Or if there's a second bathroom, maybe I'm hiding in the tub and I pop up from the tub and go, can you imagine having this for your guests when they come and stay here? Or I have been known to jump out of a pool. I thought about jumping into the pool, but out of it kind of seemed more fun. I don't know. I was hiding under the water and came up. And well, I will say that one's interesting because you spew water when you come up. Anyway, they make people want to watch them. So that was kind of my point is instead of just doing the traditional, here's a three bedroom, two bathroom home. You will love this. You kind of focus on what's different. And I've popped up from behind couches and whatever it happens to be. And they get a lot more engagement from people. And I put those on the moving to fill in the blank from fill in the blank. If you go onto social media on Facebook, I just shared my little video that I did on 27 different things that are moving from blah, blah, blah to Florida. So there are tons and tons of pages, and every single time I do that, I get hits on that listing and more people go and show it. So I'm just saying, use social media to your advantage and do something fun.
It's so much fun. If you are a grown adult who can handle adult humor and don't get offended easily, you should follow Tampa Bree on the Instagram. She does similar stuff to what Heather's talking about. She is absolutely hilarious. She's not with Keller Williams. She will not respond to my DMs, and I don't even have a neck beard or anything. But I've reached out to get her to come do stuff in here. She is straight up hilarious. But listen, if you're easily offended, you're not going to like it. I'm just warning you. Are you easily offended, Julia Saad? Nope, I've heard her speak. She is not easily offended. So you got to be okay with clutching your pearls, but it's really funny. Her stuff's really good. Orly, help these agents out that are saying sitting 45 days on the market, no showings. What are you doing to stand out? All these different things, Orly, to get people to come into their listing.
So you may not like my answer, but first of all, Heather, that was awesome. That was really awesome because
It
you want to
was.
differentiate yourself. However, I hate to say this, Buyers' expectations are everything. They are very sophisticated. They know their price point in your area probably better than you do because that's all they're looking at. So I used to tell my clients in the down of the market, the short sale market, that I could stand on my head naked with a Goodyear blimp flying from my toe, and I still couldn't sell your house if it was overpriced. So it is all about pricing. I hate to tell you this. It's about meeting expectations, exceeding expectations, or not meeting expectations. Bottom line, you can get them in the house. You can't get them to buy it if you have not exceeded their expectations. Period. Sorry.
It's one of those things where I just want to tell them, I understand that you've been on the market 45 days and you're priced below market value, but you've had no showing, so there's really only one reason. I guess the other reason is you thought you put it in the MLS and you didn't. Like that would be the other reason.
I mean, you could
But
make a Hollywood movie out of
yes.
your listing and have, famous Hollywood actors in it. When they walk in, it's either met or not.
Yep. That's true. Which Hollywood actor or actress would you show up to go meet at a listing? I'm just curious, put it in the chat. I'm thinking,
I know your answer.
what is it?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick?
Is it not Anna
I
Kendrick?
mean, I might go see Anna Kendrick, but Natalie Portman.
I didn't really thought you were going to say Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick's fine. Natalie Portman.
Also fine.
Somebody, if it's overpriced, but Natalie's there, I'll probably go. But
But
that's
would
that
you
one
buy
thing.
it?
No, but I'd go meet Natalie. Here's the thing, and I loved your example, what Diana Kakossa used to teach, right? Is I could have, dancing bears standing on the side holding signs, and no one's gonna come look. I got people jumping out of helicopters and fireworks and all this stuff, but they're just gonna notice, more people are gonna notice it's overpriced. Folks, if it's sitting 45 days and there's no showings, I don't care if you think you're below market value, you're not below it, whatever you think it is, enough. And this poor agent, she says she's got homeowners now emailing her saying, you're bringing the values down in our neighborhood with this price. And I go, you haven't brought anything down because you still haven't sold it even. The market is what's bringing it down, period, the end. You don't make the market, you interpret it. Like it's all this stuff that just we've got to be in a flow with. Thank you, Orly. Mary Ellen, help these agents out who are looking for out-of-the-box ideas to get showings on their listings and get them
Sure. Good
sold.
morning, James, and everybody. Price, price, price. I mean, that's of course the number one thing. Everything Orly said and Heather said. Another way is to prospect. So go in and reverse prospect all of the people that have your listing on their list. And call those agents and see if they have where their buyers are at. So we do that probably every week or twice a week. Whoever's has it on their list, we call the agent, hey, you have someone on the list, and we just kind of to see if we can get a showing. That's all I would say besides price. And then of course, your first showing is what's online. So make sure you have the best possible showing online.
You got to look good on the internet. You got to do some work yourself, right? And go actually do some work and then make sure it's priced right. I think one thing too we can look at, Mary Ellen, is are we getting eyeballs online but no feet in the house? If you're
Correct.
getting eyeballs online and no feet in the house, you're not going to get a contract and it's overpriced. You know that immediately. It's overpriced because they're looking at it, but they're not coming to see it. And remember, we buy from a process of elimination. We talked about that earlier this week. When you go to the clothing store, I don't know where people go buy their clothing now. But when you go to the clothing store, you're like, not this, not this, not this, not this. Oh, this is cute. That's how we buy a process of elimination. If they're looking at the house online but not going to see it, it's getting eliminated because of price, period. Well, they just didn't like where it was. Well, not at that price. Vicky
All about
DeLuca.
price. You're on a roll today,
I
James. You're on a
listen,
roll.
and this is just coffee straight up in here. Coffee. That's
I'm
all it
telling
is.
you, are
With
you
the
sure it's
little,
just
I
coffee?
use the nut pods. You know what I'm talking about? It's the no flavoring. I don't like a vanilla flavor in my creamer. Just a regular non-dairy coconut milk creamer. It's good stuff. Vicky DeLuca, good morning. Take a sip of something.
Good morning. So my thoughts, of course, like everyone else, price, price, and price. But yesterday, we did a broker's caravan with our office, and It was really enlightening because when we toured these properties, we had a sheet of paper that was printed out, for everyone to answer questions. How does the property look? What do you think could be changed? How could it, how does the price look? All of that. And we gave really honest and raw feedback so that they're going to see, the sellers are going to see this. So if they need to price adjust, if they need to declutter, if they need to stage, if they need to remove their belongings, whatever is necessary, they're not hearing it from the agent. They're hearing it from the group of brokers that are touring their home that are going to help sell their house. So that was something that was great. And I think that that's something she should do.
Yeah, do a caravan. I love that. Do a little brokers open, get some people out there to get some other feedback. And then it's others reminding, overpriced. It's overpriced. Got to bring the price down. I mean, wouldn't you rather sell it, Vicky, at the higher price? Aren't you? I don't know how you char what fees you charge or how you do it, but do you traditionally, Vicky, charge a percentage of the sale price as your fee, whatever that percentage
Yes,
might be? Yeah. So
of
wouldn't you prefer
course.
to sell it at a higher price?
Absolutely.
Right.
And
Right.
that's the bottom line, is that we want to get to the closing table. We want to get more buyers through the door. And obviously, if it's sitting, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Just like everyone said, the buyers are very picky now. So you have to present it really beautiful. Price war, beauty contest.
Right. Brent Nallis, good morning.
Good morning. One easy thing to do is to change the front photo. Every time I change the front photo, I check Zillow, I get more views that day. So that'll one simple thing to do.
I love that. Get more eyeballs on it, and the eyeballs need to transition to feet. No feet, it's overpriced, but sometimes we just got to get some eyeballs on it as a refresh, Brent and Alice. Yep,
Right.
they're smart in California. I don't know, there's something in the water in Riverside that just smart people are associated with that county. It's
Yeah,
true.
we call it a swimming pool.
Is there a plaque there yet? Is there a plaque that says James Donald Shaw was born here?
I went by a place towards where you were born, and they were pouring concrete, so I
No
scraped
good. All
the
right, it's
concrete.
on the way. That's funny. Shannon Dixon, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, broker open. Or broker caravan, yes. If you cannot coordinate that, get a group of agents to go preview the house for you.
Yeah, you can just
Let the
do it on your
seller,
own and then set
yeah,
something up. Right.
absolutely. You guys have already covered most of what I was going to say, but I would maybe check with your preferred lender and see about doing like a buy down program and really kind of advertising that and marketing that as part of your listing, and also follow up with reverse prospecting. Then, hey, we are now offering a rate buy down. Here's what this would look like for your buyer, and see if that stirs up any interest. But bottom line, it's price.
Monthly payment's really important to people, maybe more than purchase price. So you're kind of going that direction. And I love it. Whatever works for you. Latoya Black in the chat. I thought you're from Indianapolis, James. I am. That's where I grew up. I was born in Riverside. And then 1981, we moved. Actually, the day Terry was born, March 20th, 1981, we moved from Riverside, California to Indianapolis, where my mother was born. My mother was from Indianapolis. So we moved back. And then that's where I grew up. And I love being from there, and I would never live there ever again. Dan Tamarkin, help these people out. They're looking for out-of-the-box ideas.
I got one for you, and it's a real life example. Just yesterday, I got an email or a text message from a buyer who said, "Dan, I can't get my wife to look at this property, but take a look at this one. 1599 McCullough Lane in Palm Harbor. They had the property on the market for like 85 days, and yesterday or this weekend they dropped the price $244,000, and basically put it in an auction." And said the seller has the right to reserve the right to accept an offer anytime before September 3rd. But on September 3rd, they're going to get a bunch of offers. And not only did I got that message from this prospective buyer who said, "Hey, I'm curious about this one." I then sent out that property to like a half dozen investors to see if they would be interested. I know it's going to sell for more than 425, but this is a property that's probably worth over between six and seven. They had it on the market for 670 or something like that. It didn't sell. they're gonna get it sold in a week and a half.
Yep.
And it's gonna be well above $425. It's 1599 McCullough Lane, if anyone wants to look at it.
But listen, what did they do? The first thing they did was brought the price which direction? Down. They
way
didn't
down.
Say it's already priced below market. They brought it way down to drive up interest, and I think that's a fair strategy. Whatever works.
And then,
we got a listing one time. Go ahead, Dan.
James, just want to add, you know, what they did differently though is they literally they have like an auction website or something like that. They went mm-hmm. to like they're doing an, you know, it's doing something different. You know, we talk about creating an auction effect. They've created an auction. You know, they're using, you know, some platform to really do an auction. So, you know, it's a slightly different way of doing business, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah, we had a listing a long time ago that we put in the MLS remarks that it got a price reduction every Monday. And that every Monday we were reducing the price by, I forget what it was, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, whatever the number was. But every Monday we're going to reduce the price by this much. And it was in the MLS remarks and people knew. And what happened was it finally got to a number that all of a sudden we got three or four offers, which pushed the price back up some. But it was just some people were watching it. People were watching, waiting for it to come down. And then it found that magic number and we got three or four offers, sold it like that. But we just announced price reduction every Monday. Dean Moss, good morning. Got the original price reduction in Chicago after the fires. Good morning.
That's right. I was there. It's an interesting story. Price is the name of the game, no matter what. Everything else is sauce for the goose. It has to be presented right. That's part of the game. It has to be clean, straight, et cetera, and so forth. But pricing is the name of the game. The example I use with clients is when I was 16, I was looking for a car. Guy across the street was selling about a 30-year-old blue-green Plymouth. Now, that's a brand that most people weren't even alive when that was active, Plymouth. It was rusted. It was called a Valiant. And that one wasn't very valiant. And it's a terrible car. So I said, sir, how much you want for the car? He said, I want $1,000 for this car. And I said, oh, man, you're never going to sell this car. So I walked away from it. I knew the car ran. The guy, a couple days later, said, Dean, I sold the car. I said, how much for? He says, well, $200. So for the right price, and it wasn't even worth that, James, for the right price, anything sells. Now, once you have showings and interest, but maybe not an offer, my biggest tool, my biggest sword, if you will, is a reverse offer with somebody that you might think is close, but hasn't been able to pull the trigger yet. You get a reverse offer, they might not accept what you are offering, but at least they'll counter it. So that's a big thing. And I don't think about enough people use that reverse offer strategy.
Get into a conversation. We did a whole call on reverse offers during listing month. So if that's something you're into, you want to learn more about this concept of a reverse offer. It's really easy for me to say.
Yeah, really, really works well. Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah. If you want to learn more about reverse offer, if you go to my YouTube channel, so it's youtube.com/@JamesDShaw. You can find the listing month series that we did and go watch the video we did on reverse offers. It's right there on my YouTube channel. Lainey Lane, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. So every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have things called Marketing Madness in our towns. And it's with the board and the whole, it's realtors and vendors. And I've been going since I got into real estate down here. And I have relationships with all of these people. So we do brokers opens, and I'm doing a brokers open today. However, what's happened is I have my seller right now. We went under market value. We went live on Sunday. We've had 9 showings. We've had over 500 hits. And we got one offer yesterday. I went below market value. And she said, I knew this was going to happen because I went under what everybody else is in here. And I said, you got an offer. That's my job, is to bring you an offer. You may not like the offer, however, we can counter. And she says, well, I just don't want to get any more lowball offers. She's the only gig in town. So I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to sit in. I understand the mindset, but it's very frustrating. But today's the broker's open, and I'll have feedback for her. But
we'll get some more feedback today. The good news is you've got an offer to work with that she can negotiate on and talk to people about and all that kind of stuff. But you know, that ultimately becomes her choice. And again, we've got to set expectations. You know,
Which
Mr. and Mrs.
Done.
Seller, We're going to price here. By the way, buyers think that they can get a deal on everything right now. So don't be insulted if the first offer we get is something that's even below that. We are going to negotiate together and work with them. They wouldn't write it if they weren't at least interested in it. Like, it's that, just, we've got to set those expectations. Lainey, thank you. Kay Condon, you get the last one.
Hey, thanks, James. I'm actually closing today on a house that I've had on the market since March, and we went in way overpriced in the beginning. I told her it was overpriced. I've done every single thing we've talked about on this call this morning, including calling the four or five showings we actually had and said, what price will your clients take it at? Literally give me a number. And we're closing almost $200,000 less than what we first listed it at. And this market, the fact is, it's not even about what a property is worth now. It's the number is, what is it going to take to get somebody to come into this house? Because that's where we're at. There's so many houses for sale. And I mean, anyway, that's what it is. It's not even, I mean, I have houses that are being listed at appraisal value and we're not getting showings. We're not even getting a foot in the door. And that's just the market we're dealing with. It's sad. And some people, maybe it's like we've said before, it might not be the market for you because that's where we are right now. It's not even about what the house is worth. It's about what is it going to take to get somebody in the door.
That's a great perspective.
Really honest with people.
Yeah, it's a great perspective. How do we get people in? If no one's coming in, the price isn't one that even wants them to come look at the house. They're looking at it online, but they're not coming in. And that's where we go back to this conversation from Shift, the Shift book, where Gary says that pricing is a strategic question, not a value question. And so what's the strategy to get people in and get offers? Mr. and Mrs. Seller, when do you want to move? Why do you want to move? And how soon do you want to be there? And the answers to those questions are what determine the asking price. Because they need to be there in 60 days. And only one home is selling a month in your area, in that price point that's like that house. Then you have to be the cheapest one on the list, period. Now, if they've got more time, they don't need to be anywhere till the end of the year. You can price it a little bit higher. But then if a new one comes on and undercuts you, you got to reduce again. Like, it's just, you have to pay attention to the market, know where they're going, why they're going, and how soon, how many homes are selling in that price range and similar floor plans per month, and then price appropriately. That has nothing to do with value at all. It is all about strategy. And we got to get off of this undervalue, 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 undervalue. There's no such thing. It's a strategy question, not a value question. Great answers today, friends. We have so much information on stuff like this on our Wednesday webinar series. So if you go to jamesdshaw.com and click agent interviews and just type in price in the search box, jamesdshaw.com, agent interviews, type in price, you'll get all the free stuff we have on that. And then if you want to go deeper inside the Inspire Collective, which is our membership community, you can join at jamesdshaw.com. We have a ton of calls that we've done with playbooks and tools about pricing as well. So I invite you to check that out. Hey, everybody, what's up? It is 7:59. It's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for being here this morning inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. We do these two masterminds in one, 7:30 to 8 Eastern on Zoom. We have a great conversation. Today we talked about price, and then we hop into the Facebook group at 8 o'clock to have our second conversation, which is whatever is on my mind. If you are watching the recording or watching on Facebook and you want to be on the Zoom portion of this call where you can interact, if you go to jamesdshaw.com and click join our free daily call, that'll take you to the Zoom link. When you register, you have to make sure you use the same email address you use for your Zoom account so you can get in and then you can hang out with us and interact with us. Yesterday, we had a great conversation about how having a deep pipeline and deep reserves removes stress and anxiety from your world and your business. And we had 14 hands we didn't get to yesterday that wanted to talk about that. So we're going to get to them today. So I'll reset it for you in just a minute, and then we'll continue that conversation. But before we do that, we always do something good. Bree, good morning.
Hello and good morning from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I've never been to this part of the country. I'm here for the Women's Business League. It's a signature event. And my something good is that Nicole Moore is on her way to come hang with me. We're going to go get some lobster and some chowder. So I'm super excited to get some hang time with her.
For breakfast?
At lunchtime.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're having chowder and lobster for breakfast?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but...
Listen, that's very fancy, and you're a fancy person. Have a great time with Nicole. You know, it was 4 years ago, right now, that Nicole drove all the way down because her flight got canceled for Pivot in person. And she drove all the way down from New England to come hang out with us. And then I think she went home with like a surfboard or something, if I remember. But have a great time up in New England. Have fun with Nicole Moore. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks for letting me share. Shout out to my nephew, Jake. His baseball team out of Tinton Falls, New Jersey, is up at Cooperstown, and they have their playoff game this morning at 10 a.m. Thank
good
you.
For him. Yeah, that's fun stuff. Good luck. Deb Morris, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say what a wonderful parent that I feel. My daughter got the opportunity to go to South Korea and teach English for next year. And my older daughter got the opportunity to be a coach at her old high school and middle school rowing team as her. It's just, what influence do you have? Not necessarily always real estate related, but by the person that you are, to be able to inspire people to go for it. Do their dream. And when you can see your 20-some-year-olds grow up and go after those goals and dreams, it just makes everything else worth it. So thanks for letting me share.
That is so fun. Congratulations. Last one, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to share that I closed my second largest career closing yesterday, and I happened to double site it, and that allowed me to add to my reserves that we were talking about yesterday.
Listen, that is great. I mean, and congratulations on that. And are you capped, Ashley?
I am capped.
Oh,
yes.
Happy day. You know, the one thing I always tell people when they cap is to continue to run your business off a 70-30 split. Let's pretend that with your office, you're on a 70-30 split. And once you cap, just continue to run your business off of that. So first you pull out for your tax obligation, but then you pull out another 30% and put it in some other account so that now you're building reserves, building reserves, building reserves, and you continue to run the business off the 70%. And if you do that, it's a really easy way to build reserves. Congratulations, Ashley. Proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm putting in the chat a reminder. We kicked off yesterday Anna Kruger's session on No Script Sales Method. And if you're on that, put in the chat about what that class was like for you. We've got like a record number of people enrolled in that, more people enrolled in it now than any time really that Anna's ever taught it. And so if you were in that, it was great. She's really teaching you how to better connect, get away from rigid scripts, and just kind of be in a more natural flow for who you are and what you're about. She gave you great systems on following up and staying engaged with old leads in the session yesterday. It's all recorded, plus there's 18 on-demand sessions. So if you want to join us, link is in the chat. We'd love to have you. All right, so I shared with you yesterday about a call I had with Gary Keller a couple summers ago, and I was just asking him if he thought agents were more nervous and anxious than they had been kind of at the beginning of the pandemic. And he said, yes. And I said, why do you think that is? And he said, because they either don't have reserves or don't have a deep pipeline or are lacking in both. And I think if you break it into three pieces, right, no pipeline and no reserves is an extremely vulnerable place to be. You feel stuck. You kind of feel a little bit lost. You have a lack of momentum. And we asked yesterday, who's been there? Who has been in the spot in their business, whether it's now or at another time in your career, where you had no pipeline and no reserves? And the chat box just blew up of people who said, yep, been there, done that, doing it right now on the sequel. I mean, whatever it is for you, it's happened. And then we walked through ideas. Go all in on lead gen. You can't take a break right now because you really got to deepen the pipeline, but do it in ways that create now business for less money. Open houses, for sale by owners, expireds, whatever. And then make a commitment to start building up some reserves. Now, then we talked about the group. You have a deep pipeline, but low reserves. You've got light at the end of the tunnel, but you got to cut back on the lifestyle creep that comes in, the streaming services, the Starbucks, the whatever, that eating out is like the biggest waste of money on the planet. If you can cut out on some of that stuff, then you can start to build reserves some while you wait for the pipeline to work itself out. And then finally, if you don't have a lot of leads, but you've got a lot of reserves, about how can you invest in some way to help deepen the pipeline? If you're really curious about that, go watch or listen to yesterday's call from August 20th, and it'll go deeper. But there were 14 hands up. So if you're one of those people, I know Lee Corey had her hand up, Aaron Nelson had her hand up, others. If you're one of those people, get your hand up and let's hear from you today as we talk about this balance about building a deep pipeline and deep reserves. Carol Castle, good morning.
Good morning, today from Raleigh, North Carolina. And this is very compelling conversation. And for those of you that are in that situation where, like, your pipeline, you didn't know what to do with it, it's conversations. And So it's in the conversations and in the work, and like the pillars are there. So what we did is we started talking to people and creating business. So for example, we know people that we have there in New York City for a long time. So I meet them and I say, hey, listen, so how long have you been living in the city? Do you rent or do you own? They say they rent. I say, so how are you going to still live in the city? They're like, yeah. I said, so why are you renting, not owning? So I had this conversation with everybody, like at church, whatever, young professionals. Several months ago, just started having that conversation and found out this person could buy a house. And we closed with them yesterday, $3.125 million. And I got a $250,000 discount from the price because I'm a really good negotiator. And yeah, so Kim Wallace, I had one of those $60,000 days yesterday. So it was called, I just got him to talk about buying a house. He hadn't thought about it, but then he's like, I can buy a house and I should buy a house. So sometimes you just have to go find people and get them to think about buying a house.
You do. You got to meet them. Page 27 of Shift. I grabbed my Shift book because something you said reminded me of what Gary says in here. He says, we've got to take personal ownership over lead generation and lead conversion, which is what Carol did. She took personal ownership of it. Who's out there? Who can I talk to? How can I help them see the opportunity? Gary says, nothing becomes more critical to success than finding motivated buyers and sellers and closing them to an appointment, which is what Carol just talked about. You go find them and close them. And it's just going to take more conversations right now. That's straight out of Shift. Carol, thank you. Anna Kruger, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here with all of you guys. I just love this community. And I just wanted to offer some encouragement. So I see in the chat box a lot of people talking about the content of the class and praising me, which I appreciate. But what I want to make clear is it's the language patterns. And I want to encourage you all, just for reality, I think it's easy to see someone who's having success now and not remember where they came from. So in 2013, I just got into real estate, and it was because I got laid off of my job. That's how I got into real estate. And I had about $30,000 in credit card debt because I wasn't good at managing money. And I also was not a homeowner. I had no reserves. And I just want to encourage you how fast things can change when you just make a few right decisions. So I think something that I appreciate about this community is the support and encouragement. And something my heart always wants people to know is don't look at the shiny now and not understand what was honestly not that long ago, you know? And now, fortunately, I can say I have reserves. I took 7 weeks off this summer, and that was not at all a financial burden. Like, life is totally different, but it's simply just from mastering a few key things. That's it. I don't think I'm some extra smart person. I think I just owned some mastery of a few key things. So I just want to encourage you, if you're in a place where you're not where you want to be, or I had to go to my church to get financial help with a medical bill right when I first got into real estate. If you had told me what life would look like now, I wouldn't have believed you. And it really just came from mastering a few key important things. So
Anna, you were the lowest producing agent on the team in the organization for a while until you started to master certain things. And then in a matter of a few months, you became one of the top producers. And I think that's the lesson for us, is that you aren't 2, 3, 4 years away from having a deep pipeline and deep reserves. You could just be 90 to 120 days away from it, if as long as you're willing to do the right things. I posted on my Instagram this morning, just, I don't know, something I taught when I was up in New England teaching for them for an event a couple months ago, which is this, that your calendar is a better predictor of your success than your scoreboard is. Like, when you go back and look at your production reports and the awards the Market Center puts out, that's not a predictor of your success. Your daily calendar is. How you're showing up and what you do is going to determine whether or not you win or lose. Thank you, Anna Kruger. Well, Erin Nelson, good morning.
Good morning. I was actually going to follow kind of in the same lines that Anna did, and just try to kind of be inspirational a little bit. A year and a half ago, January of 2024, I wasn't even on this call at that time. I had taken a break. I was severely depressed. I was pregnant. I just lost my mom, terrible marriage, all the things, right? I was on WIC. I was on food stamps. Medicaid, I mean, you name it. I had no reserves, no money. And then something just told me, get back on the call. get back on the call. And I did, and get back and inspire. And I did. And I think that the biggest thing is you got to have good motivation. You have to, you know, I decided I was in a crap marriage, and my motivation was I got to pay off $15,000 in credit card debt, and I got to get the hell out of this house and get my own place. And that was a realization in May of last year, and I was out by August. And this year I can say 2025, I'm going to cap today in 2.5 months. I've made more money this year than I made in 2021, 22, and 23 all combined. And it's just putting in the hard work. I'm working after the kids go to sleep. I just, my motivation is just so different. And you don't need 5 years, guys. You need, like James said, you can 90 days, 6 months, whatever it is. It's you just, whatever slump you're going through, like you can get out of it. You just got to find what's your motivation.
Motivation is a result, not a reason. Right, we're motivated after, not before. The motivation comes once we've completed a task, not before we've done it. And on this, in this community, Aaron, and cheers to you. I am so proud of you. You could, you are a living country song, and I'm so proud of what you have accomplished. And now you show up to everything, and you are proof of this. That we can give you the tools, and we can give you the systems, and we can give you the scripts, and we can give you all the strategies inside of Pivot and Inspire and all that. We do that all day, but we cannot motivate you. That's on you. Motivation isn't something that you wait on. It's something that you create. It shows up, like I said, after you take action, not before you take action. It's a result, not a reason. So if you're waiting to feel inspired to, I don't know, pick up the phone or knock on the door or do the open house or get the price reduction or whatever, you're going to wait a long freaking time. It's just going to sit and wait and wait. But the agents who are succeeding are the ones that, as we used to teach in Bold, feel the fear and do it anyway. They just make the decision to act. And some of you are hanging out too long and are acting not enough. It is time to take action. I can't want it for you. Jessica Starr can't want it for you. Lee Corey can't want it for you. Nobody can. But you have to make the decision today about what matters and what you're willing to do. Is the business worth the effort? And if it's not worth the effort, then do me a favor. Call your broker today and tell them that you're turning in your license. And go get a job that you can get a check on the 15th and the 30th. You don't need any motivation to do that. Show up and do your job and get paid and let your financial well-being determined by somebody else. Or make the decision to go do what you're supposed to do. Motivation's a choice, one you have to make every single day. Aaron Nelson, I love you. I'm proud of you. Well done. Jess Starr, good morning.
Gosh, Aaron, I am so dang proud of you. I cannot even tell you, like, if you guys don't get inspiration from that girl... Girl, I can't wait to see how I just like channeled my Jack Smith, but I cannot wait to see how far you go because you just inspired me too. And I remember when I was a young mom and my husband had his accident, fell 16 feet out of a firehouse ceiling and broke his back. And I had just switched to Keller Williams after 7 years with Berkshire Hathaway. I had a 2- and 4-year-old. I was pregnant, found out the day before. And I remember thinking, oh my God, he's a breadwinner. How are we going to do this? He's in a hospital bed in our living room. Right? I'm at a brand new company. How am I going to do this? And I did something silly. Find business because you're not trying to try. Like there is business everywhere. People are raising their hands. And this is an old thing called Craigslist. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I was like, you know what? I can fish. I love fishing. So when my babies would go to sleep after I took care of my husband in the hospital bed and I was pregnant, I'd go there on Facebook and I'd go there on Craigslist and I'd look at people that were saying, hey, I'm looking for an apartment because I needed to fill my oil tank and that's all I cared about. So they'd say, I'm looking for an apartment. So I'd pull up a search based on the areas they were looking in. You know, they used to be able to raise their hand like that. And I'd say, gosh, I've got these apartments available. I noticed you were looking on Craigslist and I was just curious, would these be of interest to you? By the way, at this $2,000 budget, do you know you could probably afford a $250,000 house? Have you ever thought about buying? Do you know how many people I converted from Craigslist because I reached out to them? No one takes care of renters and they just poo-poo them a lot of times. We still, as a team, and we do, you know, 150 to 200 units, depending on the year, take care of renters because some of our renters, $1,000 renters, have referred us $1 million sellers. So everybody counts, and there is business and opportunity everywhere. You're just not looking for it. So go in, and if your why is not making you cry, it's just not big enough. Erin's why is so huge. She's going to keep going up.
Yeah.
You guys have to get off your butts and just get moving because those whys are there. You just haven't found them yet. That's it.
The fastest way to get paid is a buyer too. Like if you need money now,
Yes.
that strategy worked to fill the pipeline. And it, Jess, I don't know if that's a strategy you'd use every day or not now or not. My guess is no, but there are times that you can go back to that strategy and continue to fill the pipeline at times that you need it.
James, do not think that if we had no business, I would not go back to Craigslist. I wouldn't go to Facebook Marketplace. I wouldn't do a status update. By the way, all of those things I just said are free. Wear your t-shirt, go to the grocery store, make sure you smile at people, look up, don't look at your stupid phones, make conversation. People will give you business if you know their name at the coffee shop. Every single place we go into around this area, I know people's names that work in the restaurants and the locations. Know their name. They're going to give you business because they want to work with people they like that care about them. Learn about other people. That's it.
Devin Sheff is getting listings from Facebook Marketplace, just like you're saying. We did a Wednesday webinar on it a while back, and I'm going to put the link in the chat. He's an Inspire member.
Yeah.
He is all in, and he's using Facebook Marketplace to take listings. Link is in the chat. Lee Corey, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Jessica, that is a motivating story, and so is Aaron. I just want to share that the only reason I got into real estate, you may or may not know this, is I wanted to go FSBO on our $2 million house, and my husband wouldn't let me. So I had to go into real estate. And the reason why we had to sell the house is because he was losing his company. So we had a lot of hard times. So hard that Steve Schlater, we did one of the very first bulls, had to spot us money. Like we couldn't even afford to be in bold. But we did it. And there were many times where I wanted to quit and Paul just pulled me through and vice versa. So we had each other, but we didn't have the Inspire community. We didn't have the pivot call, but we did it. We worked every single day. And as Jessica said, there are so many leads out there that all you have to do is walk down your street in a center of town and meet people. There's just no reason why people cannot succeed in this world. And if you have the big why, like she said, if you can cry about your why, it's going to help you. But as far as reserves, I mean, that is, you have to get really focused in terms of what you need to cut out. And I said it today on Early Birds, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Do not cut out Inspire. Do not meet on this call every day. Those two are your gifts of the world right now. So.
Thank you for that, Lee. Thanks for leading Early Birds too. If y'all aren't on that, it's on Clubhouse at 6:30 in the morning, and Lee and Ellie are doing great stuff there. I think when we go and look at building reserves, you have to have a transparent conversation with you and your spouse, your partner, whomever, about where you are financially. If things are a struggle right now, and you're going to have to make cuts in places you don't want to make them. But again, I beg you to do it in your personal world first, because the purpose of the business is to fund the personal. So it's let's dump the streaming. Let's go renegotiate how we pay our cell phone bill. Let's go figure that stuff out and get it cut, and then keep the things that you can. And I don't want anyone in Inspire who can't afford to be in it. Like, don't be like, I really can't afford to do this, but I'm going to be in it. No. I want you to make it so that you can invest that $99, and I've kept it priced at that, so that really anybody could be in it. That's kind of my goal there. I'm not going to increase the price. I've no plan to do that. We're going to keep it right where it is. And then invest the time too. Don't just invest the money, but invest the time to participate on a call. One call a month, one tool a quarter, and you are getting your money's worth out of the Inspire Collective. And then the next one is be on this. It's free. Free 99, as they like to say. Be on this. We had great ideas today, and I appreciate everyone who's sharing. And again, we got six hands we're not going to get to today, but that's kind of the flow we get in on here. We got all sorts of ideas that get shared here. I hope it's become a great resource for you. If you want more information about what we do inside the Inspire Collective, or you want to watch the recordings of our Wednesday webinars, you go to jamesdshaw.com. That's where you can find absolutely everything. And then go ask questions and get value from one another inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook community as well. Because that's where the opportunity comes. These conversations come from questions that you ask inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. So I encourage you to go do that. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, James.